Last Saturday, Javon Belcher, a linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, murdered his girlfriend and then killed himself. Sports website Deadspin reported that one of Belcher's friends thought the athlete may have been unhinged by the concussions he sustained in his young NFL career. Chiefs chairman Clark Hunt said that Belcher, quote, had not had a long concussion history, but the fact that Belcher's violent behavior is being viewed through that lens is no surprise. In the past 2 years, six other former NFL players have killed themselves. In each case, many argued that depression and dementia brought on by job-related concussions were to blame. The pressure is on the NFL to better protect its players, and the league is defending itself in part by running public service announcements during games. This one features Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey.
My little boy loves playing football.
It's a great game.
But what is the NFL doing to make the game safer?
We're doing a lot. Carl?
Well, Tom, we're developing new rules to better protect our players.
And over the next decade, with the NFL Players Union, they're dedicating more than $100 million for medical research.
Wow.
As well as supporting the development of better and safer equipment.
And I feel a lot better about him playing.
Love to meet the little guy.
Ray, meet Tom.
Cute kid.
The question is, what are we to make of the enlightened talk when every Sunday players of unprecedented speed and strength bang heads at immense risk to themselves? Mark Waller is the NFL's chief marketing officer. Mark, welcome to OTM.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here.
I want to ask you about the Ray Lewis and Tom Brady PSA. It gets to the importance of understanding the safest way to play football, but it does so in a kind of almost whimsical tone that seems a little discordant.
It's a tone that really works for getting people's attention, and they listen. So it's a very effective style that actually has people very focused on the messaging.
I, myself, have over the decades spent, the women in my life would say, squandered thousands and thousands of hours watching NFL games. It is appointment TV for me. I am a big fan of my team, the Philadelphia Eagles, disappointing though they may be. But I am truly a conflicted man. It's so dangerous now, and the collisions are so violent. I worry that they are gladiators, and then I feel guilt for being an enabler.
That's a very natural human reaction, which is why we, I think, are taking the steps to make sure that people are clearly and transparently aware of it. The athletes that you watch now on TV, those athletes started off as young children and they were taught and educated to play the game in a specific way. And I think as human physicality has evolved, so we need to do more to evolve how the game is taught, how it's played, and ultimately what rules it's played under.
In no way am I suggesting that there's a parallel between the NFL and the tobacco industry. But the body language of the campaign, and not just the body language, but actually the explicit language, so reminds me of the approach the tobacco industry took when it was trying to distract all of the world from the insidiousness of their business.
It's a flawed comparison because you're comparing the latter phases of the tobacco industry with the start of ours. Our body language is nothing like when those guys stood up in Congress. We've taken this issue on transparently, publicly, and full on, working really hard on the research side to understand more about the issues and ultimately give all parents, all children, all athletes the right information and as much information as possible for them to be able to make an educated decision about whether they should play the game or whether they should watch the game.
Have you gotten any pushback from traditionalists who think that the rules protecting the quarterback and prohibiting chop blocks and spearing and all of the other safety-oriented rules changes make them think less of the game, that, you know, they wish it was just men in the trenches doing what men do and that sort of mentality?
Less about that focus. There is concern from fans that if the game changes radically, it won't be the game that they love. They want the game to continue being as exciting as it is.
Considering the trajectory, what we're learning about head injuries and the rules changes, is radical change in the NFL's future?
I think radical change is in everybody's future. It would almost be an anachronism to be anchored in the past while the world changes around you.
Well, just protect Vic. That's all I care about. Because he has no offensive line.
He needs to protect himself.
Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed, Bob.
Mark Waller is the chief marketing officer for the National Football League.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.